Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Floodwaters are still rising in North Carolina. Some rivers won't crest for days.
WCBS's Mike Smeltz is joining us from North Carolina. Mike, where are you this afternoon, and what have you been seeing so far today?
So I'm in LaGrange, North Carolina, which is about as if you're going southeast from Raleigh-Durham area straight to the coast. You know, we're talking Wilmington area. This is about in between point. This is the point where I'm at, actually at a gas station right now. This is the last fill up spot for a lot of people before they finally get to where they want to go. Jacksonville, New Bern, Wilmington. Well, they're trying to go to Wilmington, but it's been really difficult. I mean, this is the point where people are, hopefully they're going to pull into their house if they can get past the rising waters and see if their home, how much flood damage is there at this point.
Do they have power there, Mike?
So most people that are, so that's the thing. The reason why most people are coming to this gas station is to fill up on generators. I mean, most people are heading back without power. But, you know, the people who live in coastal Carolina are used to this sort of thing. So most of them do have generators to fill up their home and power up their home.
You know, Mike, some communities haven't even flooded yet, but we're told they will when the nearby rivers overflow in the next couple of days. Are people who haven't been too affected yet, are they taking those warnings seriously?
You know what? It's been interesting because I was in Durham earlier, and Durham's been relatively untouched by Hurricane Florence. What they're getting is a lot of the evacuees, but they're not getting the actual strong effects of Florence. But what's been happening is that there was a dumping of rain this morning, and a lot of roads there got flooded out. It was actually more difficult driving in Durham than it has been getting to places that you have been able to get to for days. And people were playing. I saw a couple of kids playing in a flooded out river, which is a little bit scary because a moment after that, one of the guys I was standing next to was saying that he saw a snake swimming around in the flooded out river that has now taken over a roadway. There's tadpoles in the middle of a highway. The tadpoles coming from the river that's right next door. So it's 50-50. You have people really heeding the warnings and staying home. I spoke to a mother who took her daughter out of school today in Durham because she was worried about a 2 o'clock rainstorm that was going to come by. But it's, again, it's most people that I've found, at least that I'm finding here, are not exactly listening to the governor and are deciding to try to go back home early just because people are stir crazy and they want to know what their house looks like at this point after the strongest effects of Florence is over.
All right, Mike, good update as Mike makes his way around North Carolina. WCBS's Mike Smeltz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.